And now this is a dictation for Daniel Throop, T-H-R-O-O-P, September 29, 54. Addresses a letter to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V-A-K, P-A-C, 583-1914. Dear Mr. Novak, follow-up for Mr. Troop with chronic kidney disease. Comes in person. Last visit in March. He's feeling well. All the review system extensively is negative. No hospital visits. Takes lisinopril. He says not for blood pressure, for his heart, 5 milligrams a day. On aspirin, fenofibrate, no anti-inflammatory agents. Today, blood pressure 120 over 60 on the left. No skin, mucosal, joint, or lymph nodes abnormalities. Respiratory, cardiovascular, normal. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses. No edema or focal deficits. Weight 221 is stable. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is creatinine 1.6, which is baseline. Recent GFR 43, stage 3. Low sodium 136, high potassium 5.2, normal acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 13.3. Previously, January this year, no urine without blood protein or cells or bacteria, no blood. Prior kidney ultrasound, normal size without obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no indication for dialysis. No activity in the urine, no documented obstruction or urinary retention. He believes he does not have hypertension, which in any regards is well controlled. He thinks this was related to, back in 2012, diagnosis of Lyme disease, treated with doxycycline. Impossible for me to say, looking back, if that will be the case. The only thing I can say is that clinically right now it's stable. There is no indication for dialysis. There is no activity for glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.